Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
But the big news in Brisbane, and it's just broken just very, very recently, is that the Broncos have been in discussions with Craig Bellamy, the Melbourne Storm coach, to head to Brisbane as a coaching director from 2022 for 5 years. Now, Kevin Walters and Paul Green interviewed today. My understanding is that regardless of it, Kevin Walters has pretty much got this job.
Yes.
He is, to me, this job is Kevin Walters' to lose when he went in there, and it was made all the more with the coaching director of Craig Bellamy as the bloke over the top getting the culture in place. Now, a lot can happen in this game, as we know, and there's a lot of things, but Melbourne are aware. This has been going on for over a month, and Melbourne are aware that Brisbane are in the race for Craig Bellamy's services as a coaching director for on a five-year deal. Wow. So they are very much. And, I mean, it's a lot of personal reasons. I mean, Craig Bellamy's family's up here. He wants to move back up here. He's on the Gold Coast. It fits a lot. He's 61 this week. You know, he doesn't want to be a full-time head coach moving forward. So this ticks a lot of boxes. His relationship with Kevin Walters is obviously very close, and this could have huge shockwaves for the Melbourne Storm and the Brisbane Broncos moving forward.
Do we have any indication on Bellamy's response to this? Because he's been linked to clubs in the past, and he's always very quick to say, no, it's rubbish, there's nothing to it, nothing from my side. Do we think he is interested?
My understanding is there's three rugby league clubs that have been interested in this, and he is very interested to the point that he made it aware to the Melbourne Storm that this process had started. He was reached out to by a manager, and it has been a process since then, and he made it aware to the Melbourne Storm out of respect for that club and what he's achieved there and what they've done and how much he holds them in his heart, that this was a very big option.
Well, it could be a triple blow for Melbourne. Cameron Smith, Craig Bellamy and Dave Donaghy, the CEO.
Dave Donaghy will be the CEO of the Brisbane Broncos. Despite all the denials, you can all say it, he will not be there till the new year. Paul White, my understanding is, will stay on. He was going to finish at the end of October. My understanding is that he will stay on till the end of January. There's a non-compete clause, and it'll just so happen once that time's up for Dave Donaghy, he will come over and take over at the Brisbane Broncos as the CEO. Now, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, but my mail is on that is very, very strong.
What's happened to Ben Ikin?
I understand that he hasn't got the job.
Okay. So he's got a very lucrative...
So can you imagine, boys, can't you, and Benny, that... I'm just going back to Kevin and Greeny as far as the interviews go.
Yeah.
You can imagine Greeny be going in very similar to what maybe a Seabold was, very diplomatic, very organised. Kevin, you're going with a passion card. But that's a card I want at the moment. If I'm a Broncos fan, a Broncos player, I want the passion card. I want that on the table, even for a couple of years. They need passion in their jersey back. And I think Kevin Walters is the man to bring him back that passion.
Oh, I agree. I think, you know, when you looked at when Seabold got the job, you know, apparently Kevin was promised the job by Paul White, but I don't know what happened. And that's why the old boys got so pumped up about it. And unfortunately, Seabold probably copped a bit of heat there. And if you look at the coaches that have gone through the Broncos, mate, we haven't had a player of Kevy's, DNA that knows the club inside out, that's been through the tough times of the club, as in, I think he got sacked by Wayne, him and Glenn Lazarus were on assistant coaches and stuff, and then 2015 grand final he was there. But I just think at this stage the Broncos need Kevin Walters there. Paul Green is a great coach.
I agree.
But I don't think they need Paul Green at the moment.
So it
I just say something about what you just said about Kevin? The Broncos hierarchy, I've had them tell me this. Well, they said if Kevin Walters is the coach, they refuse to let a club legend fail, and they're going to put the right pieces around him to make sure that they never want to see a club legend of the Brisbane Broncos embarrassed as a coach. And they said to me, if he is the coach, we will be determined to put the right people around him. I think Craig Bellamy fits that caliber.
And it sounds like, and just to tick this off, that whether Bellamy comes or not is irrelevant as in regards to Walters. Walters, the job from what you're saying, he's got his nose in front now.
Yeah, I believe his nose is in front. And look, a lot can happen. Kevin Walters was guaranteed that job when Wayne did. Like, let's make no mistakes about an Anthony Seibold, and we know the rest is history. My understanding is that Kevin Walters is the favourite.
Yeah.
He interviewed today, so did Paul Green, and there'll be an announcement next week on this Broncos job. The Broncos coach, whether or not it's Paul Green or Kevin Walters, it will be announced next week.
Who decides this?
There's a board, the board of directors, because they had a committee, but this time it's a board. Now, there's a News Limited representative, Paul White, Carl Morris, the chairman, Tony Joseph, who's a board member here, Vicky Wilson and Darren Lockyer. And they all were present today when that meeting took place and both coaches presented, and then they make that decision. But the due diligence has been going on for weeks, and it's been intense, and they've spoken to a lot of people. They've done their due diligence on Kevin Walters. They've gone back to all his coaching records, all the club he's been at, and they've done that with Paul Green as well. Make no mistakes. They have found out the reasons why Paul Green isn't at the North Queensland Cowboys. They have really done their due diligence on this.
Okay.
Well, we should have done it with Seibold.
One more from me. Well, geez, they didn't have much to go on. They had half a season at South, and they thought he was the golden child.
A five-year deal.
One more. Let's say, so what you said is interesting. They're going to put the pieces around Kevin Walters. Well, geez, they've got a roster that needs working on, but okay. Let's say their coaching director idea they think is a goal, but Craig Bellamy says no. You're saying Carl Morris is very much part of the process, the chairman. He said in the Courier Mail last week or the week before that he is open to reuniting with Wayne Bennett. Could we see, if the Bellamy recruitment doesn't happen, a Walters-Bennett forced marriage?
I believe it could happen, and I think both parties there are open to it. But I also would say this. Wayne Bennett, if he's not at Brisbane, will be at a Queensland club, and I believe it'll be Redcliffe when they're the next team coming in.
Oh, wow.
Redcliffe have been very strong on this as well. And I spoke to Wayne about it, and he said, wouldn't that be brilliant? He said, wouldn't it be brilliant? He knows those guys very well. He'd be the perfect guy to go in as a coaching director to Redcliffe. If they are the second team in Brisbane, they have launched their bid this week as well. I dare to dream. You'd love to see Wayne and Kevy. I don't think it will actually happen. I think Bellamy will end up at Brisbane. That is my gut feel. This is a long way down the track.
One more, and then we've got to move on. How much impact do you think the Broncos board, the impact of the former players, the Tallises, the Renoffs, the Hancocks, they haven't heard much from him, but the Lazaruses, the former players that have smashed the club, and most would say, you know what, rightly so. How much is it in their minds, we've got to go with Kevy, and he clearly may well be the best man for the job, but, you know, if Walters and Green, if all things are considered equal, well, geez, let's go for Kevy, because we don't want to cop it from those former players anymore, because they have a lot of pull in the media.
Yeah, you're right, and it's been something that's been addressed. The board are filthy about the way the old boys have behaved, and they're passionate, but gee whiz, it's got personal. I think that whoever takes this job on, and I believe it is Kevin Walters, there won't be any comment from the old boys, and rightly so, because they've got their man. But if you look at it, it hasn't just been Anthony Seibold who the old boys have been critical of. They were critical of Wayne at the end. They were critical of Anthony Griffin. They were critical of Ivan Henjak.
Yep.
There's been a pattern of behaviour, and that needs to stop as well. No disrespect. These guys gave blood for their club. They won premierships after premierships, and they are entitled to their opinion. But I think they're going to get their man, and I think the dogs will stop barking.
Mm.
I think the game's changed a heap since we played, you know, back in those days where you took a lot less to stay and win premierships, and that culture. And that's what they've got to get back to Broncos, is the culture, because it's not what the Broncos used to be.
Because at the moment, look at Penrith. There's two clubs who do that. But best, Melbourne and the Roosters have won the most premierships in the last 10 years because players will stay for less for a culture and to win comps.
And that's right.
That used to be the Broncos.
And look at the Panthers. I know they haven't won anything yet, but they're a happy team. And it looks like they will just, you know, take less to stay there.
Yeah, they will.
Good stuff, Dobbo. Thank you very much. We'll come.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.